I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Life. Oh, God, bring me to life.
To life I will bring you.
I don't know
You're doing Yoda.
I don't know why. Just flew out of my life. Bring me to life. Alice 973. It's Sarah and Vinny. It's Alice's morning show. It is hump day, which means we have Kiss, Marry, Kill happening in a second. But first, before any of that, how about some Disneyland tickets? Right now, take the word joy. J-O-Y, joy. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Joy is this hour's code word. We have them for you all day, 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. Text JOY to our contest line. You'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation. It includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland or resort hotel. This hour's code word is JOY. The contest line is 20357. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Third Love. I love my new panties and my new bra. I got a half size. I got a 36B and a half.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you feel like that's...
It's perfect.
Hmm.
And if it wasn't, I'd send it back and get a different one. Third Love, they're amazing. Third Love's Temp Sync bras and undies with patented technology to regulate your body temperature. You can get $20 off at thirdlove.com.
I'm jealous.
Of my bra.
Yeah, I mean, I just boobs in general. It's be nice.
I wish I had a pair on my thighs.
Well, I did write that song.
So
you know that song. Some of you know that song. The rest of you were like, what is she talking about?
That is.
What are you, a 7-year-old?
Solid question.
It's a song from my band. I wrote a song called Boobs.
Are cool. They make me drool. Okay. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Shall we? Bob's got that. By the way.
Look at Bob with a half smile.
I know. 800-400-3697. Please let us know who you would kiss, marry, kill in the little questions she poses. But also, feel free to submit.
Yeah, send them in.
Send them in. We'd love to use yours.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
First, I bring you Kiss, Marry, Kill, Girls That Are Hot But Scare Me edition.
Oh, all right.
Megan Fox.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, I already like it.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
And Angelina Jolie.
Oh, well thought out. Girls that scare me.
They all have the crazy eyes, but banging bodies.
I.
A girl can say that. Well done.
Yeah. I've heard you say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I have to say, as I look at all three of these, I like them all. Like, I find all of them attractive in different ways. But I think I have to marry Lady Gaga because I need there to be, I need music. And I just think that she'd be so fun. Like, I'd wake up in the morning and she'd be out there playing the piano. And I'd be like, oh, honey, can I make you some coffee? You know, and then we'll sit together and.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, we would definitely.
But was her meat dress taking up the freezer?
It's fine. She can take whatever she wants. She's my wife. I love her. I think I, at one time, I definitely would have banged Angelina, but I think I kill Angelina. I think that Megan Fox is built for the things I want to do to her. And so that's, I'm going to go marry Gaga, kiss Megan Fox, kill Angelina. Vincenzo.
Ditto.
Oh, really? Same thing.
To me, as you were going down your, I went, those are the only answers possible.
Mm. What was your order? The girls that scare you.
I would marry Megan Fox. I don't know what it is, but I'm addicted to her. It's like she bit me or something.
Mm.
Her venom is coursing through my veins. And
she is vampiric.
Everything she does is just fascinates me. And I had a double sexual awakening when Transformers came out, Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox at the same time. Oh my goodness.
Shia did something for you. I couldn't look away from the electric blue eyes of Megan Fox as she was in her short shorts and looked up from the engine she was working on. I was like, oh my God, who is that girl?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf is a guilty pleasure of mine, but we don't need to get into it.
I can't believe it. Shia LaBeouf, he seems like such a
douche. He hadn't become that guy until after.
Long after.
Yeah.
I suppose that is true. Like, I see him through different.
He's become impossible to like now. Mm. You just cannot like him. Everything he does, you go, ugh.
Right.
He's a tortured artist. Very tortured.
Okay.
I saw Megan Fox one time in person. I was in Florida with my parents.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And there was this, I think it was called like Captain Jack's Comedy Club or something like that, like some crazy thing. And I went to see, I think we saw Jim Jeffries and Eddie Ift.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting there, our whole family's there. And all of a sudden, who walks in? Megan Fox, Brian Austin Green.
Stop.
And their whole family.
Stop.
Yes. And she was 4 feet tall. Like, she was so tiny. And you know, and he's really tall, but the whole place went, whoa, whoa, oh. But they sat down like anybody else, laughed their asses off. I couldn't stop looking at her.
How could you? She's addicting. That's what I'm saying.
And they sat right kind of like a table over, just like, oh, there she is right there. I can't believe it. That was years ago, though.
I think I would kiss Angelina Jolie. And I would kill Lady Gaga.
Oh, no.
She doesn't do it for me.
Mm.
Hmm.
I know.
I'd be like, stop taking your eyebrows off. Stop with that.
I don't want
to draw those back on.
I don't think I want to see what she looks like in the morning.
No, I'd be fine with it. She has to see what I look like.
The way you preface that with women that scare you, the only one I'm scared of is Angelina.
Mm.
She's someone that is unpredictable.
Mm. And dramatic.
All the stuff. Mm. I mean, I'm not, and I know Maddie with his saying, you know, what about
crazy in bed?
Oh. Yeah.
No, that, crazy in the head, great in bed, whatever it is.
Whatever that is, that is why I would, the same thing that would make me shy away from someone that I was, you know, potentially going to be with is this. No thanks, Angelina. Whatever, no blood, necklaces. I don't want to see photos of you kissing your brother, like full open mouth kisses.
Yeah, I know.
No, thanks.
So weird. That was like, why did that go away even? Like, why is that not the thing that we talk about every single time we talk about her? Because there's been so many other things.
There's been a lot of things that overshadowed that, I guess. But I definitely would be. Look, life's messy. So no one gets through on a clear, straight line. Like, you know, Angelina's had some ups and downs and some. So I'm not trying to call her a horrible person, or I just don't want it.
No.
That drama in my life. No, thanks.
It feels like it would be a lot. All right. So there's the girl. Did you do a boy one too or no?
I did.
Oh, fantastic.
The next edition of Kiss, Marry, Kill is particular male characters. So these are fictional people.
Oh. Ooh.
Seinfeld, Jerry.
Okay.
Chandler from Friends. And Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I don't know him.
All men with particular quirks, but possibly hearts of
Ted
gold.
Ted Mosby.
Is that Doogie Howser?
No.
Which guy is that?
It's the main guy.
And with the dog hair?
Yeah.
I know.
Not Jason Segel either.
All right. Yeah, this one's easy for me.
All right, let's hear it.
I marry Seinfeld.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
He's so neurotic.
It doesn't matter. I love Jerry Seinfeld. I kiss Chandler and I kill Ted Mosley. Mosby. I have no feelings about Ted Mosby.
I'm looking at his picture and I still have no feeling. Yeah, he got. What did you say?
Marry Seinfeld, bang Chandler, kiss Chandler, and kill Ted Mosby. If that's whatever his name is.
I was very late to both of those two big shows, Friends and Seinfeld. And I loved both of them. Eventually, I became a big fan of Friends as well. Mm. And I love Chandler, the character. I'm blown away by what was happening to that guy behind the scenes and the stories that have been told. It is heartbreaking that someone who's peaking career-wise would find themselves bottoming out. Personally, it's terrible.
It is.
But yes, if we're just with the characters, I would say I marry Chandler, dude Seinfeld, and Mosby still.
This Ted guy, get out of here. Get out of here.
What about you?
I would marry Chandler as well. Although Monica had to do a lot of work on him, but it seemed like it was worth it.
That is true. Good point.
I would kill Seinfeld because it's such a red flag that he is best friends with George Costanza. I'm like, rewatching the show right now, so it's very top of mind. I'm like, why does he hang out with this guy? Like, does he just entertain him? Like, I don't think Jerry's a good person, so no thanks.
Oh.
Mm. And
she makes an interesting point there.
It is a good point. And you know, I love the way you guys have talked recently about how you work on your men. Like, you gotta, sometimes you just gotta tell them straight up because they're not getting the hints and
molding them.
We worked with someone who was like, well, when I met him, I had to get rid of his friends. Those all had to go. And I was like, at the time, the first time she said it,
yep,
I went, that is awful. And she's like, no, he's great now. The friends were the problem. Once I got rid of them, everything was great. And I
had all his attention on me.
Ouch.
I know. Well, there was a lot there in that particular person's.
But I think that you're right. That friendship is based on partly just the entertainment factor that Jerry's getting from being with a goofball.
And you know what?
A nut job.
I really love Kramer. I think I love that he's always trying something new. He's got a heart of gold. He's got words of wisdom. He's so interesting. And I think Jerry just lets him hang around because he gives him good material. Jerry's the problem. Anyway. But Ted Mosby, for my How I Met Your Mother, stands out there. This was one of my comfort shows. He loves love.
Oh.
And,
oh.
You know, it's nice to be loved by him once in a while, so I'd kiss him.
Okay. But not
what
Mary.
Else
You're
has Ted Mosby done? Anything?
Nothing. No, now he has a podcast where he talks about Ted Mosby. That's it.
Well, he did.
I gotta see what this guy looks
this
like.
This says 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother I'm looking at, so And if it's on in repeats, he's a made man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's. Hold on, I'm going to look up his net worth. Net worth. Josh Radnor, want to guess? Take a guess.
How much Radnor's
worth? I'll tell you this. During the show's final seasons, he was making $225,000 per episode.
I'm going to say like $20 million because that show was syndicated.
$15 million.
$30 million.
Good for Josh Radnor. See, if I made one perfect 8-season-long piece of art, why does he have to do anything else? Isn't that enough for you?
It is enough for me. I'd go surfing and be done.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But But then your agent would call and be like, hey, I got this other thing and it pays $1 million an episode.
I'm in Tahiti, bro.
Okay, we'll shoot there. They're happy to shoot there. It's not cracking every day.
The cast from this show, though, it's deep with its star-studded appearances.
Yeah. He's recognizable, but if you'd showed me his face, I would never have put him with the show that you're... I don't think I've ever seen one episode of that.
I haven't.
I think I might have... Wasn't Britney Spears on it one time?
She was. She did great.
Yeah, I actually think I saw that.
She was in a few episodes.
I think I only saw one of them. Wasn't enough for me to go back. All right, so the story I wanted to do this break was 10 iconic videos that put YouTube on the map. And I went, oh, this is fun. It's this year, in November of 2025, YouTube will be 20 years old. It actually, there was a beta version that went online a little bit before that, but they consider November of 2025 to be the launch date. And so I thought, well, that's great. I'm sure it'll be David After Dentist and... Charlie Bit My Finger and Damn Daniel back at it again with the Vans. Like, you know, no, it's not.
Charlie Bit My Finger is on there.
That's the one. That's the guy who sat and thought about it. So.
Who's Charlie?
Charlie Bit My Finger.
Hold on, I got it right here.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Charlie bit me.
Turn it up a little.
Ouch! Ouch! Charlie! Ow! Charlie, that really hurts.
This is a huge video. I never heard this or.
You never heard Charlie Bit My Finger? No. Oh.
What's Charlie? Is it a dog?
No, it's his little baby. Brother. It's like a two-year-old baby.
He's a three-year-old, and this kid's like younger than him, and he keeps sticking his finger in the kid's mouth. And at first, it's really funny, like, oh, he bit my finger. And then in the end, he's like every other kid, starts wailing.
Huh.
But of all of these, that's one of the only ones I recognized.
All right, let's hear him.
You don't know? Oh, yeah, go for it.
Well, I'll just go through them. And I wondered, actually, does 30-year-old Bob know all these? They have as the number one, and this is from 2005, something called Leroy Jenkins. A bunch of guys playing World of Warcraft are discussing a battle plan. Leroy doesn't feel like talking, shouting out his own name, Leroy Jenkins. He runs straight at the enemy, setting off an attack that kills all his friends.
No, I didn't know that one.
I'm like, what?
I've never heard of that. And, you know, often these kinds of things will penetrate into pop culture and spread and become mocked. That's how I learn about a lot of stuff in pop culture.
From memes, right?
Well, or, you know, SNL does a bit about it. Or this happens. Or a commercial does a spoof on the big YouTube video of the day. Like that kind of stuff spreads. I've never heard what you just said.
No, me either.
Nothing even remotely close.
Here's another one. Chocolate Rain. From 2007.
Chocolate Rain.
That was like a bad song, right?
I don't know.
It's a video with like a...
It says, if you've only heard it once, this song, particularly that voice, is seared permanently into your brain.
I know this one.
Chocolate Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've never heard of it.
Well, the thing about this whole list is this is like 2007 YouTube core.
And it is.
It was scarcity. This was the first time any videos like this made it into culture this way. So like the Charlie Bit My Finger, there's 40,000 videos that are even funnier than that posted every single day on TikTok.
Right.
But back then, it was the only
one.
It was it.
So these are the ones they're saying this put YouTube on the map. Drinking out of cups, which is not two girls, one cup. Drinking out of cups is a talking lizard with a New York accent and an attitude. That's from 06. Charlie Bit My Finger in 07. Charlie the Unicorn.
I got this one.
Okay. You know this one? You knew it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, wake up. Yeah, Charlie. You silly sleepy head, wake up.
Oh, God, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
No, Charlie. We found a map to Candy Mountain. Candy Mountain, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. We're going to Candy Mountain.
Okay. So you're right. The pickings were slim.
it's a cartoon where these two unicorns come and wake up their friend, Charlie, who's another unicorn, and they want to go on an adventure to Candy Mountain, and then they end up stealing his kidney. They took my kidney.
Oh, as in Candy Mountain, some kind of...
Yes, it was a trap.
Oh.
It's a good warning video for kids. I never got my kidney stolen thanks to Charlie the Unicorn.
This one... Yeah, don't let people trick you into that. This one actually won a People's Choice Award for Best User-Generated Video in 2008.
That is so stupid.
It's a video from 07 called Shoes.
Oh, this video.
You know this one too.
I quoted this last week to Maddie and he didn't know what I was talking about. I quote this all the time.
It's a goofy song about shopping for shoes.
This is iconic OG YouTube. Okay.
Oh my God, cheers. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes.
Shoes.
Let's get some shoes.
That beat though. Shoes.
Are they just showing pictures of shoes? What are they? What's the video? What's the imagery?
It's a guy. He fights with his parents, shoes. And then he goes out and shopping for shoes, and he's just kind of throwing shoes around. These shoes suck.
Shoes. I feel like I have to watch that one. I saw this one and I went, oh yeah, Honey Badger doesn't give a damn. I saw that. It's not that.
Oh.
It's Badger's animated music video, just a minute of dancing badgers with guest appearances from a mushroom and a snake. Then there's Keyboard Cat, which was actually, which I've definitely seen and went, who needs to do that? The video was actually filmed in 1984, so it had to wait over 20 years to reach its full potential. Something called My New Haircut from 07, a pre-Jersey Shore parody of New York and New Jersey Italian broskies. And then Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because they're raping everybody out here. Out there. That one, they say it needs no explanation. That guy's name was like Antoine Dodson.
Yes.
And the thing about... that video and the double rainbow all the way across the sky was this group of kids made all these auto-tuned songs mm-hmm. using the audio. And those were amazing.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. Because it wouldn't be everybody out here.
Right.
A jam.
It was great. I actually bought those songs on iTunes. And because it was iTunes back in the day. And John and I would listen to those. Double Rainbow all the way across the sky.
When Double Rainbow came out, I heard this great joke that was like, white people have to be high to be as funny as black people on the internet.
Because that guy was definitely tripping, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Antoine was just being his beautiful self.
What does it mean? What does it mean? I know, Antoine was just captivating. Like... if you're a news guy and you go out like to the scene of whatever the crime, you get that guy, you're like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Do you think they'll let us air it? So I would say Double Rainbow Guy, David After Dentist, the quadruplet.
Wait, so those aren't on the list?
These are the ones I say.
Okay.
The quadruplet babies all around their mom laughing at the dumb things that their dad's like, I love that one. When if I'm sad, I put that one on. Give me a little taste of the kids all laughing at once. Do it again. It's just the cutest.
Made the list or it didn't make the list?
No, these are my
friends.
Oh,
okay.
And then Honey Badger, for sure.
But when is that from? That feels new age to me.
Does it?
And so does Daniel.
Damn Daniel, back at it again. I don't know. I feel like
what about the avocado?
Too.
That didn't make the list.
I love the avocado.
That's a vine, though.
Avocado.
Oh, does it count?
It's not a YouTube video. That's a vine.
Mm.
An avocado.
Are there any ones that pop into your head that you're like, I couldn't get
you
off
know
YouTube
what?
After that?
I don't mean to sound grumpy, but I didn't watch YouTube for pleasure, and I still don't really. I do look up things all the time. How do I?
Yep.
All the time. So I'm not saying it's not useful, but it's not where I turn for entertainment.
And the kids, it's their TV.
I know. Yeah. And I have two of them in my house. I live with them.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
A teacher who says... he believes in magic.
Oh.
After these.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, our full show podcast. You can hear the whole thing on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
The $7,500 federal tax credit is expiring soon, and Frontier Ford has over 10 Mach-Es in stock ready for you to drive home.
Oh.
I'm driving a Mach-E. I love this car. It's electric, and I commute long distance.
Yep.
And so while I've got to make sure that thing's charged up before the next day commute, you, if you're not driving like that, you know, from Santa Cruz to San Francisco and back, you'd be able to... One charge would last you forever.
Right.
Like, I think about that. Oh, my gosh.
You did easy driving, you know. You might go weeks.
But it works
charges.
For me. Yeah. I mean, I'm really digging it, and I'm driving a lot. So anyway, consider going electric in a new Mach-E from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Grab yours today.
It's a good-looking car, too. Yep. It's, like, definitely a sexy car. My favorite thing about it is when you open the door, the little horse is galloping right there
well,
on the ground.
Well, that's,
the cutest thing.
Yes,
I just love it.
The little groundwork or effects is nice, but
fantastic.
You haven't really driven it. If you drove it, you'd be like, oh, that.
This is a good one.
All the stuff. Mm. And you can fit your surfboards or your horse, I'm sure would.
Yeah, just throw my horse in the back. Right?
But either way, Frontier Ford, everyone. Check them out. All right, here's what's happening. Sunny and hot today. Not triple digits. Not expected in most places. We're talking about Napa 94, San Jose 89, Walnut Creek 91. But and
a hot
that's,
day.
It's hot for what we've had. We've had a very mild summer, so really it feels very hot. But
no one's calling this a heat wave yet.
Just a couple days.
Mm.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my first story is this. And we've talked about technology and how it affects people and things, and we're watching it, you know, in real time.
Mm.
A teacher in Alabama has had a video gone viral.
Okay.
As all the kids are going back to school right now, my kids go back tomorrow.
Mm.
It's a new year in Alabama where they enacted a new law keeping phones out of the classroom for this upcoming school year.
So all of Alabama, phones get left where, in your locker or?
It doesn't say exactly where they've got to be, but they can't be in the class with you.
No.
So whether that's you leave it at home or you leave it at your locker, that's the story. No phones in class.
And this is all grades?
Yes. Mm. And this is the post that the teacher made with over 2 million views now. Today, all of my students, 100% of them, took notes in my class, did their assignment, asked for help when they got stuck, and turned the work in. And when they were done, they talked to each other.
Mm.
I have been pulling my hair out for like 8 years. Has it been this easy of a solution the whole time?
It appears
that the answer is yes.
Yes.
That's what needed to happen. The phones needed to be out of the class so that kids would actually plug in. There's no question. We're all addicted to our phones. Different levels of that. And certainly some of us have, and I struggle with this. I absolutely will say, put that damn thing down and walk across the street like a grown up with your head straight and your eyes straight.
What if I need
straight
to take a picture though? I might need to put this just in my back pocket
because
I might need to take a picture.
You know what? I can sit for a second without feeding info into my head.
Yep.
Or entertaining my eyes for a minute.
Yep.
It's a minute. I got this. I'm Gen X though, you know?
Yeah, I am. We grew up not having that available to us.
33 states have now enacted legislation regarding cell phone use amid the growing push to restrict students' smartphone access in schools, primarily due to mental health and concerns about academic attentiveness. There's no question that we pass notes in class. Mm-hmm. You did that, right?
Absolutely.
You know. Give that to Cisco all the way across. They won't let us sit together. Can you pass that? Keep going. Hassan. You're caught, right? I mean, but now you can be in a full blown convo and have your hands right in front of you and not be making any noise. You're not paying attention.
Right.
But you're busy with it. So I'm really interested. This guy says, it's magic. It is magic. Do you believe in magic? We got the phones out of the classroom and all my students paid attention, did their assignments, asked for help, and then talked amongst themselves when the work was finished. I realize there are a lot of parents who say, what if something bad happens? How are they going to call for help? I hear that.
How did they do it for the 50,000 years before that?
I feel like the upside here is
that your kid will learn something.
And who knows if not having the phones in class might improve a lot of people's mental health and help avoid all kinds of different mental health struggles that our kids are dealing with. I don't know. I'm for it, though.
Me too.
I looked it up.
Are we one of the 33 states? And what is the policy?
Active state policies on cell phone at a glance. They're calling our policy required here in California. And they're saying next July, each school district has to come up with a plan. So each of them will enact their own sort of plan about school.
Here's how we'll handle this.
And so it's really going to be up to the different school districts to decide whether they ban them entirely or how they do that. I feel like you can't.
You can't do halfway.
It feels impossible to have it be in their pocket, but not out.
Right.
Well, there's if you even talk to me, I have
and my phone buzzes in my pocket. I'm gonna be like, I'm out of what we're doing and the conversation we're having.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that I've got a message. Oh, I better get to the message. Oh, it's very important. I'm sure.
There are four states where it's a statewide restriction: Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, Utah.
Good job.
And then there are like a bunch of states on a long list where its policy is required, and that's where California ranks. And it's next year, next July.
They have to have a plan in place.
They have to have a plan in place.
Yeah. I say go harsh. Honestly, I feel like it's the best thing we can do for some of the kids have never known life without these devices, and they should start knowing that. And even if you only get them for 6-7 hours a day, whatever school time is, make that phone free. Make them talk to other people. Make them figure out how to socialize. That's make them write. Make them, with a pen, you know. I'm not saying they're wrong.
I one of the things that I have thought about as a grown-up out of school, as phones have come into play, is that whole the teacher puts your assignment on the board or the notes on the board and a kid goes, chick,
yep,
and gets to take a picture of it instead of writing it down on a piece of paper word for word like we used to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was a daily occurrence where you just go, oh, fudge, this right. guy, all the stuff he's going to tell me I got to do. Great. Still writing. And still.
Yeah.
And still. I mean, a photo goes, chick, done. Bye. Right. All right, everyone. Bye. I'm out of here. But,
which isn't really, you know, a classroom interaction. That's more like, why don't you just send me an email? Like, why have any human interactions at all? There's so much more to school than learning math and reading. And there's just so much more to it. And it's so much easier to just look at your phone than it is to actually learn and interact and do all the things that will make you a more well-rounded person.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
The story here is that kids are chemically addicted to their phones. They cannot experience anything that isn't constant stimulation. This is what growing up with phones, watching your parents finger their phone all day and then watching the people around you finger their phones all day. And now you finally got one and you're joining that group of people that is
the phone fingerers.
And it's all day, every day, especially for a young kid who isn't even able to say to himself, I've decided not to be this guy.
Yeah.
Because they are addicted from go.
Mm-hmm. Well, from little, we hand our kids phones and tablets and they're incredibly convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But I would think as a parent, even just knowing that my kid didn't have that when they went to school, like if they said there's no phones available at school, I'd almost be like, well, then you're not bringing your phone to school.
Yeah. It takes the pressure off of the parents and allows them to say, look, none of your friends, there's no, you know, Jenny's not getting her phone either. Right. None of you are.
Right.
The end.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. It's got to be enforced at every grade, every age. If you're in school, this is the policy.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, this teacher had posted on TikTok that now the new school year has begun and phones have been banned from the classroom. And he's like, it's magic. All of my 100% of my students took notes, did assignments, asked for help when they got stuck.
Yeah,
he says, I've been pulling my hair out for 8 years. And has it been this easy all along? Is this all we had to do? So I thought that was worth a share.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Here's another guy with technology. I'm going to let you decide.
Okay. You know me. I love judging things.
A lot of companies have been making returns and exchanges more cumbersome. And it's mostly because of people like this. Because as you look out into the world, you see that person. I saw a post just the other day of a guy at Costco with an absolutely destroyed foam surfboard. It's like he used it for an entire summer, destroyed the thing. It fell off the back of the car. It got annihilated by a semi, and he's got it in his cart, and he's in the returns line. And Costco, I bet, is going to have to take that back because they've probably got that blanket policy where they take all returns. Oh, you used it once, and you don't like it. It looks considerably more beat up than that, but okay.
Yeah.
Here's your money back.
I'm not going to fight with you. I just work here.
Right. Right. So these are the kinds of things that companies have had to deal with as they've hoped to be, you know, really good service.
Right. And people do want that. Ease of return is a huge motivator to, well, if I don't like it, it's easy for me to return it.
A few weeks ago, a man named John Stockwell on TikTok claimed he'd been repeatedly ordering 110-pound cast iron anvils on Amazon for the past 6 months, only to immediately return them. The anvils are $225 each. With his Prime account, John has had them shipped to him and shipped back for free, and Amazon has paid those costs. He shows his Amazon order page and scrolls down to show at least 10 anvil orders.
Mm.
That only covered a couple weeks. This guy
has been doing this and doing this and doing this.
Out of boredom, or I don't know what, he's being a total irritant.
And they're not saying anything about
it. They're doing it. It's unclear, since we're, you know, now we're in August, how many times he's ordered anvils and sent them back. But he ends his video saying, and I'm going to keep doing it until somebody does something about it. Why? Can you explain that to me?
I can't. And I, does he just leave? Because that's heavy. Does he just leave the package on the front? I actually thought that there was like a weight freight limit, like that a UPS guy will only, like the most they can carry is 70 pounds. Like that actually feels like they have to basically go on like a semi truck with, you know,
He's making the news with his videos because people are both pissed off. Like, dude, you're terrible. Why are you doing that? Right.
You'd think the Anvil Company would be the one that just goes, listen, this guy.
As bummed as I am about it, because I just feel like, find something to do.
Right.
He does, you know, people are asking him, some are mad at him, calling him a bad person. You're wasting people's time and effort, and you're ruining what some people consider to be a policy that's useful and good.
Mm.
That you can return some. If you're going to mail order it, great. You can get it back or give it back without...
Yep. Without too much trouble.
Too much trouble. But he's busy doing... So someone also asked him, why are you ordering anvils in the first place? He responds, to drop on Roadrunners, which is pretty cute.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, what else are they for?
I wonder if he's even really doing this.
He's proving it. He's shown his
screenshots.
Receipts.
He could fake those.
Oh.
Because, like, I do think it would get flagged if you're buying something and returning it over and over again.
I think so, too. I feel like there's an Anvil Company out there going, you got to be kidding me.
And but what about the poor delivery driver? He would probably report it, too. He's like, yo, I'm delivering this heavy package every single week.
And having to pick it up every single week, too. And I'm telling you, like, 110 pounds, like, that... That's a lot.
Yeah. Yes. You would want to use a dolly
for
that.
You'd at least have a dolly, right?
Because you would say to yourself, I still got a whole day's work ahead of me.
Right. I'm not going to throw my back out delivering yet another anvil that I'm just going to have to pick up in 3 days.
Oh, my God. I hope you're right.
I
don't know what the point is. He doesn't even say what the point. So you're going to make them do something bad. And then what?
Right. Like, what is the point?
He went viral. We know about it.
That's the point.
He's made the news.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I want a special little button. I want a troll button when I think someone's just being a troll.
Oh.
Well, you can have one.
Troll under a bridge.
Like a button that you use for the troll or for fake.
Yeah,
or for,
exactly.
You know, just AI.
Yes.
Right. I like that. Let's get her a button.
How about a fast fact?
Give me a fast fact, Vin.
Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales usually start with, in the old days, when tigers used to smoke.
Oh.
In the old days, when tigers used to smoke.
That's so much more interesting than once upon a time.
Yeah.
Although, they probably both serve the same purpose, like, I'm going to tell you a story. Like, I love the words once upon a time.
I do too.
They are magic in and of themselves. Oh.
Okay. Tell me everything.
Tell me the story. Will it be like an Aesop's fable? Will it be a fairy tale? Will it be something true? Will
a study.
Wild.
I'm of ready. 20 million married couples. 20 million.
That's a lot.
Married couples.
Okay.
Found no astrological signs are more likely to wind up with any other astrological signs.
Impossible. Just ask any person who does horoscopes. Obviously, I'm most suited to Virgos. As a Jonathan.
Oh. So you think you're
assuming.
Okay. Do you believe in that? Are you, did you find out what Susan's sign was and say, I always click great with
our star chart.
Taurus.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, there's you. Yes. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, okay. Tom Cruise is still a danger boy. And Timotei and what breakup?
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.